Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. Julian Assange is back in the headlines. The Queen is back resting, and Brazil's Senate back criminal charges against their president. It's Wednesday, October 27th. Here's your Newsfix. Over the weekend, Colombia's most notorious drug trafficker, known as Otoniel, was arrested in a huge operation that the country's president compared to the fall of Pablo Escobar. You know this already, but what's new? In what the army has described as retaliation attacks, four soldiers have been killed and three were injured by Otoniel's drug gang. Queen Elizabeth will no longer be attending the upcoming COP26 climate change summit in Glasgow. The news came less than a week after the 95-year-old monarch spent a night in hospital and was advised to rest. In Brazil, a Senate committee has voted to recommend that the country's controversial president, Jair Bolsonaro, face criminal charges for his handling of the pandemic. The recommendation is set to be sent to the country's top prosecutor later today, according to BBC News, although Bolsonaro insists he is guilty of, quote, absolutely nothing. In terms of what the actual situation is like in Brazil, more than 600,000 people have died from coronavirus, second only to the US. Bolsonaro spent many months in denial about the impact of the pandemic. And Topshop's flagship store on Oxford Circus in London has been bought by furniture giant IKEA. The Financial Times reported IKEA paid a whopping £378 million for the well-known London building. Moving to what's happening today, Julian Assange is going to be back in the headlines. In a two-day hearing beginning later, the US will ask the UK's High Court to reverse a previous decision from earlier this year, which blocked Assange's extradition to the US on health grounds. Remember that Julian Assange is the founder of WikiLeaks and quite a divisive figure. To some, he is a journalist and a hero, while to others, he is a traitor who put American lives in particular at risk. Anyway, the US want him extradited to face multiple charges of espionage, where he could face up to 175 years in jail. And for anyone interested in this story, we published a very easy-to-follow explainer on our Instagram page on Tuesday evening. Also today, the UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, will unveil the government's new budget. What do we know so far? Well, a lot of MPs are annoyed about the number of details about the budget leaked to the press. The Speaker of the House deemed it not acceptable and discourteous. And Rishi Sunak is expected to address the House of Commons at around 12:30 today, where he'll outline all of the details in this latest budget. Now, we're keeping an eye this morning on President Biden's administration, saying it is deeply concerned about Israel's plan to build new settlements on the West Bank's occupied Palestinian land. It was a rare criticism of their close ally. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Israel's plans are, quote, completely inconsistent with efforts to lower tensions and to ensure calm. During the war in 1967, Israelis captured the West Bank from Jordan. Months later, the UN Security Council declared the West Bank to be occupied territory. But it goes without saying that this is an incredibly complex story with so much history. And so for anybody interested, we included a really, really helpful CNN explainer piece from earlier this year that I would highly recommend watching. And in a headline that really jumped out at us yesterday, 2% of Elon Musk's wealth could solve world hunger. It makes for a fascinating read, but one of the most standout quotes that we've included in the newsletter this morning is that, quote, Tesla chief executive Musk has a net worth of nearly $289 billion, according to Bloomberg, meaning that Beasley is asking for a donation of just 2% of his fortune. The net worth of US billionaires has almost doubled since the pandemic began, standing at $5.04 trillion in October. And lastly, Twitter trends. In an extraordinary exchange that has been viewed nearly 7.5 million times in less than 24 hours, a talk radio and Insulate Britain spokesman have one of the most awkward conversations we've seen in a while. We've included it in the newsletter and we'd highly recommend you giving it a watch. That's today's fix. Have a great day.